We'll get back to him, what I received from divinity in meditation. Information about the nature of my work can be gained at ho'oponopono.org. Please feel free to contact me to see what works for you. I wish you peace beyond all understanding. Peace of I, E. Haleakala, Hugh Len, Ph.D.
It was an odd email. He talks to divinity? Lawyers hire him? I didn't know enough yet to pass judgment on him or his methods, but I sure wanted to know more. I instantly decided to hire him for a consultation by email. It would cost $150. To me, that was nothing. I was finally going to hear from the long-sought-after miracle-working psychologist. I was excited. I gave some thought to what I should ask him about. I'm doing pretty well in my life. I've got the books, the successes, the cars, homes, life partner, health, and happiness most people seek. I had lost 80 pounds and was feeling great, but I also had maybe 15 pounds left to release. Since I was still struggling with weight loss issues, I decided to ask Dr. Hugh Len for a consultation about that. I did. He responded within 24 hours, writing this email to me.
Thank you, Joe, for your reply. When I looked, I heard, he's fine. Talk to your body. Say to it, I love you the way you are. Thank you for being with me. If you have felt abused by me in any way, please forgive me. Stop now and then during the course of your day and visit with your body. Let the visit be one of love and thankfulness. Thank you for getting me about. Thank you for breathing, for the beating of our heart. See your body as a partner in your life, not as a servant. Talk to your body as you would talk to a little child. Be friends with it. It likes lots and lots of water to work better with itself. You may feel that it is hungry, yet it may be telling you that it is thirsty. Drinking blue solo water transmutes memories replaying problems in the subconscious mind, the child, and helps the body to let go and let God. Get a blue glass bottle. Fill it up to the top with water. Cork the top of the bottle or wrap the top in cellophane. Place the bottle in the sun or under an incandescent lamp for at least 1 hour. Drink the water. Rinse your body with the water after bathing or showering. Use the blue solar water to cook with, wash your clothes with, and for whatever you use water for, you can make your coffee or hot chocolate with blue solar water. Your email has the feel of elegant simpleness, a gift beyond all compare. Perhaps we can visit again as a fellow traveler clearing our way homeward. I wish you peace beyond all understanding. Peace of I, E. Haleakala.
While I enjoyed the peacefulness of his message, I was left wanting more. Was this how he gave consultations? Was this how he healed those people in the mental hospital? If so, something was seriously missing. I doubt that most people would have accepted his email as the final verdict on a weight loss issue. Telling me he's fine isn't exactly a solution to anything. I wrote back, asking for more information. Here's what he wrote.
Joe, peace begins with me. My problems are memories replaying in the subconscious. My problems have nothing to do with anyone or any place or any situation. They are what Shakespeare so poetically noted in one of his sonnets as, "For bemoan moans." When I experience memories replaying problems, I have a choice. I can stay engaged to them, or I can petition divinity to free them up through transmutation, thus restoring my mind to its original state of zero, a void, of being memory-free. When I am memory-free, I am my divine self, as divinity created me in its exact likeness. When my subconscious is at zero state, it is timeless, boundless, infinite, deathless. When memories dictate, it is stuck in time, place, problems, uncertainty, chaos, thinking, coping, and managing. In allowing memories to rule, I give up clarity of mind, along with my alignment with divinity. No alignment, no inspiration. No inspiration, no purpose. In working with people, I'm always petitioning divinity to transmute memories within my subconscious that replay as my perceptions, my thoughts, my reactions of them. From zero state, divinity then suffuses my subconscious and conscious minds with inspirations, allowing my soul to experience people as divinity experiences them. In working with divinity, the memories that get transmuted in my subconscious are transmuted in the subconscious of all minds, not just of people, but of mineral, animal, and vegetable kingdom, and all forms of existence, seen and unseen. How wonderful to realize that peace and freedom begins with me. Peace of I, E. Haleakala.
Well, I still didn't get it. I decided to ask if I could work with him to write a book on what he does. It seemed like a logical way to get him to spill the beans about his method and to learn about his years working in the mental hospital. I said it would help others. I said I would do most of the work. I sent my email to him and waited. He replied, saying,
"Joe, peace begins with me. Humanity has accumulated addictive memories of perceiving others as needing help, assistance. Self-identity through Ho'oponopono, Seth, is about releasing those memories within our subconscious that replay perceptions that say that problems are, quote, out there, not within. Each of us come in with our four bemoan moans already made. Problem memories have nothing to do with people, places, or situations. They are opportunities to be set free. The whole purpose of Seth is to restore one's identity, one's natural rhythm with divine intelligence. In reestablishing this original rhythm, zero opens and the soul is suffused with inspirations. Historically, people who take Seth want to share the information with others and with the intent it will help others. Getting out of the I can help them mode is a tough one. Explaining Seth to people on the whole, Mary, does not free up problem memories.